innings, it came down, and it came down hard. A monsoon here at Harebaker Field put us into an hour and a half delay and then a called ball game. So what's going to happen today? We're going to finish these nine innings here, take a brief 25, 30-minute break, and then we're going to play the originally scheduled game here tonight. Nick Paulson will get the ball for Wisconsin Rapids. Clay Kennedy will start for Fond du Lac. It's only going to be a seven-inning game, though, later on tonight. 8-3 the score. We enter the top of the fifth inning. Bryson Moore got the start last night to begin this ball game. His first start as a Raptor, the right-handed freshman from Fairfax, Virginia, and the University of Virginia, collegiate teammates with Aiden Teal and Walker Buchanan. Moore allowed one hit and a run. That was the solo blast to Jolly in the second inning while throwing three innings. He walked two Doc Spider hitters and struck out three on 48 pitches. As mentioned, Mac Mabry threw the final inning of the ball game last night in the fourth. Justin Doyle, the right-hander from Northwestern, got the start for Fond du Lac, going an inning and two-thirds, allowing six hits, seven runs, all of which were earned. He walked two and struck out two Raptor hitters on 46 pitches. Fun as well for Justin Doyle, getting to face two of his collegiate teammates in the Raptor order, Owen McElfatrick, who took him deep to begin the ballgame, and Trent Lyolis. From there, Justin Reutemann threw an inning and a third out of the bullpen in relief of Doyle, allowing two hits, one run. It was earned. He walked one and struck out one on 32 pitches. Eldon Santana threw a scoreless top of the fourth inning. 8-9-1 spots will be due up for the Raptors. Trent Lyolis, Tracer Lopez, and Owen McElfatrick. We don't know which relief pitcher from Bondi is going to enter the ballgame in the top of the fifth. Same to be said for Wisconsin Rapids, so we'll keep that updated as we are made aware. Starting lineup being announced right now, or at least the resuming lineup being announced right now for Fondi. So we'll take a quick break and be back for first pitch, 5:05, just a few minutes away on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasson Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with nine top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
It'll be the right-hander from Xavier University, the freshman from Mokena, Illinois, and attending Providence Catholic, a high school powerhouse in the state of Illinois, to get us going here in the top of the fifth inning. 8-3 the score. We're resuming the postponed game from an evening ago. Your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors leading the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Andy Ockermere, voice of the Raptors, returning to you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 13:20 a.m. Buckle in, folks. It's going to be a long day at the yard here today. We're going to finish 9 innings of this one. And then 30 minutes after, we'll have a 7-inning ball game. The originally scheduled game tonight was at 6:35. Nick Paulson, the left-hander, will go for Wisconsin Rapids against Clay Kennedy for the Dock Spiders. It'll be Trent Lyolis, Tracer Lopez, and Moen McElpatrick. 8-9-1, due up for the Raptors with this game resuming. Eldon Santana's line is final from last night. Officially, an inning thrown for the right-hander, allowing 2 hits, no runs, not walking a hitter, and striking out 1 on 21 pitches. Mac Mabry, to assume his line is done as well, an inning pitch. 3 hits allowed, 2 runs. They were both earned. He walked 1 and struck out 1 in the 4th inning. Righty on lefty battle. First pitch to Lyolis on the outside corner is called a strike. Picking up in this ballgame, Lyolis 0-for-1. Struck out in the 2nd. Threw a 6-pitch walk back in the 3rd. The 0-1. That one. Misses away as well. Now a ball and a strike. Wisconsin Rapids, 1 in the 1st, 6 in the 2nd, and 3, or 1 in the 3rd, I should say. The 1-1. This is up and away from the right-hander. It's now 2 balls and a strike. These 2 games here today and then tomorrow back home. 1:05 first pitch against these Dock Spiders to round out the first half of the season. The 2-1. Lyolis fouls this one back, count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. First pitch getting underway, getting the 2nd of 2 on the road so far this season between the 2 clubs. Out of the windup, Hussey, his 2-2 pitch. This is up and away now, 3 balls and 2 strikes. We get to the home half of the 5th, due up for Fond du Lac. Top of the order, lefty, righty, righty, Preston Knott, Kelson Johnson, and Parker Knoll. The 3-2, Lyolis in the air, left field. Kelson Johnson drawing in. Camps underneath and makes the grab for the first out of this inning. Tracer Lopez, 1-for-2 in this ball game, had a 2-run double, and later scored in that 6-run second inning. Last time he was up in the contest, a pop-out to the second baseman Canterbury back in the 3rd inning. When McElpatrick top the order on deck, Mason O'Nati will follow. First pitch from Hussey to Lopez, a breaking ball in there for a called strike. The 0-1. That one on the outside corner as well, called a strike. Count now at nothing and 2. 9-hole hitter Lopez, playing in his 11th game with the Raptors this summer. The 0-2. Check swing, not go around, now a ball and 2 strikes. This is game 31 on the season. 13-17 of the Raptors entering this contest. Started last night, losing their last 5. Bondi coming into this game on a 4-game winning streak. The 1-2 pitch home to the Raptor shortstop. Swing and a miss on a fastball. 2 up, 2 down for Hussey here in the 5th inning. No recorded stats for Hussey in his first collegiate season at Xavier. Retired the first 2 batters. This is also his Fond du Lac debut. Back to the top of the order, Thone McElpatrick, who's been productive in all 3 of his plate appearances in this ballgame. Righty on righty, battle Hussey, rocks and fires. Breaking ball, catching the top of the zone. It's called a strike. McElpatrick, solo homer in the 1st. 4-pitch walk and scored in the 2nd. And a ground out to 3rd that drove in a run in the 3rd inning. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball missing low and away. Now a ball and strike. After O'Nati, it's Max McGuire. Top of the Raptor order for the 4th time in this ballgame. The 1-1. This one, high chop on the ground, right side. That's going to get by the second baseman Canterbury into right field for a single. A weird hop taken. That ground ball by McElfatrick. One hopper popped up high over the second baseman Canterbury. No play to be made. McElfatrick has reached three times in this ball game, make it his second hit. Mason Onati's 1-for-3, singled in the second and later scored. Also grounded out 3 and assisted in the first, flew out to center in the third. Mighty on lefty battle, first pitch to Onati, misses up and away. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Fond du Lac. Off first, Onati being held on by Pirelli. 5 on the pitch clock, the 1-0. Fastball missing downstairs for ball 2 on Onati. Onati productive in his time with the Raptors, not starting in every game, but finding his way in a lot of them. The 2-0 pitch just misses low and away. Now 3 balls and no strikes on the Raptor third baseman. 26 games played in for Mason this season. Prior to this one, went 1-for-3 in his last ball game played in at Green Bay in the 12-2 loss on June 26th. 3-0 pitch. Fastball on the outer third in there for a called strike. McGuire and then Buchanan. Or Wisconsin Rapids. Right-hander set. The 3-1 runner takes off for second. This one misses high for ball 4. Onati draws a 5-pitch walk aboard for the second time in this game. It'll bring up Max McGuire with 2 on and 2 out. McGuire in this game is 0-for-3, a flyout to right field in the first. He struck out swinging back in the second. Popped out to second base to lead off the fourth in his last trip to the plate an evening ago. Hussey will step off the back of the rubber prior to the first pitch to Max. Hussey retiring the first two batters he's faced in this inning, a flyout and a strikeout. But since base hit for McElfatrick and a walk drawn by Onati. First pitch to McGuire, swinging away, shoots this one in the air down the right field line, but that liner will go foul. Max McGuire being made the beer batter here at Fondy in this ballgame. Say they go by strikeout rate. Right-hander Hussey looks into Jolly still doing the catching here in this one for the Dock Spiders, the 0-1. Breaking ball down and away that gets by the glove of Jolly. To third is McElfatrick, Onati to second. Two ducks on the pond, two down for Max McGuire. Opportunity here to extend this Raptor lead, which currently sits at 8-3. Hussey set. Time called. Prior to the first pitch tossed in. We'll do the 1-1 again. One won the count. As mentioned, for Fond du Lac, they'll bring up their top of the order, not Johnson and Knoll, when we get back in the bottom of the fifth. 1-1. That one bounced in off the chest protector of Jolly. Now 2 balls and a strike on McGuire. It'll be Paulson, their left-hander for Wisconsin Rapids in game 2. Going up against Clay Kennedy. Right-hander Hussey set the 2-1 home. Wire taps this one on the ground. Foul down the third baseline. Chris Wilsey, third base coach for the Raptors and hitting coach, making a nice play down the line. Now 2-2. Big pitch coming here. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runners on second and third. 2 down, top 5. Hussey looks in the payoff. This one hit on the ground over to third. That's going to roll foul as well. We'll do the 2-2 again. Raptors returning in their maroon road uniforms, black top, black bottoms, I should say. Going with the maroon and black cap here this afternoon. 2-2, breaking ball, top of the zone. Did he go on the appeal to first? No, we got full count. Fond du Lac going with an alternate identity here today, the Shantymen. Pretty cool looking uniforms, baby blue. The primary color being shown. Three and two, the count. Right-hander set, rocks and fires. McGuire drives this one in the air, left field. That's going to get down right out in front of the wall. And to score, McElfatrick, Onati right behind him. It is a two-run, two-out double for Max McGuire, and the Raptors lead at 10-3. It is the third two-run extra base hit the Raptors have in this ballgame. Yeah, Tracer Lopez is back in the second. A two-run triple for the man in the box right now, Walker Buchanan, in that same second inning as well. He's got McGuire in scoring position. It is now a seven-run lead for the Raptors. Other than that, Buchanan also having a single back in the first inning, first pitch, right down the chute from Hussey. It's called a strike. Buchanan's most recent trip to the plate, a strikeout in the fourth inning. The 0-1 pitch from the Xavier product. Breaking ball, hit high in the air, foul right behind the press spot here at Hare-Baker Field. Nothing in two now on the Raptor cleanup hitter in right fielder. Once again, defensively for Wisconsin Rapids, it's Gaz in left, Teal in center, Buchanan in right. Onati's at third, Lopez short, McElfatrick second, Loyola's at first, Duggar catching. Bryson Moore was the starting pitcher in this game an evening ago. 0-2 the count. Hussey set. We'll see what he goes with here. Fastball missing away for ball one. A ball and two strikes. The payoff pitch. That one misses down in the dirt, blocked by Jolly. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Aiden Teal in the on-deck circle. Cashel Duggar will follow. Middle of the Raptor order here, looking to add on to their seven-run lead. Another two-strike pitch here from Hussey. Fastball fouled back to the netting by Buchanan. Another 2-2 coming here in this battle. All three matchups between the teams so far this season, the road team has won every game. Opening day back here at Hare-Baker Field, Raptors 8-7. The following day, the home opener at historic Witterfield. Tuesday, May 28th, it was 7-4 Fond du Lac. And Wednesday's game, or I should say Thursday's game, as the 2-2 breaking ball swung on and missed. 6-0 Fond du Lac. Raptors put up two more on a two-out, two-run double from Max McGuire. 10-3 the score. We head to the bottom of the fifth from Hare-Baker Field on your home for Raptor Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the order for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, today known as the Shantymen, here from Harebaker Field. 10-3 the score. The Rafters leading Fond du Lac in the fourth game between the two teams this season. A game being picked up from an evening ago. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, returning to you on WFHR. I stand corrected. Mac Mabry, the southpaw from Carlsbad, New Mexico, and San Jacinto College is back out on the mound after throwing the fourth inning last night. A down lefty battle, not showing bunt, puts it down. First base side, barehanded. Mabry, the throw to first. That one is off, not. And he is aboard on the first pitch of the fifth inning. We're going to see how it is scored. 10 runs on 12 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Fondi. That is a bunt single for Nazis aboard for the first time in this ballgame. Kelson Johnson's 0 for 1 in 2 plate appearances. A 6-pitch walk in the first. He struck out swinging in the third. Mabry threw an inning. 3 hits allowed. 2 runs, both earned. A walk and a strikeout on 23 pitches. Pitch 25 will have to wait as a pickoff move to check in on Nott at first prior to this battle with Johnson. Rafters, when we get to the top of the sixth, 5-6-7, lefty-lefty-righty, Teal, Duggar, and Gaz is the first pitch to Johnson from Mabry, misses for ball one. We'll play 7 innings tonight after this one, then we'll get on tomorrow back in Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-0, breaking ball, just missing the outside corner for ball two. Looking at Johnson, 200 hitter through his first 20 games. This is game 21 right here. The 2-1 pitch, a fastball catching the inside corner for a called strike. Sophomore from Polk State, 12 games played in last year for Fond du Lac, was a 279 hitter, 12 hits and 43 at-bats. Southpaw set, 10 on the pitch clock, 2-1, runner takes off for second. This one in for a called strike. Duggar's throw down to the second base bag is out in front. So count evens 2-2. On Johnson, it's a stolen base by Preston Knott. Runner out in scoring position. Second hitter of this inning, bottom five. Mabry looking to put him away here. Left-hander set, looks back at second, rocks and fires. Breaking ball, missing up and away. A full count drawn by Johnson in his third trip to the plate here today. One in the second, 2 in the fourth for Fondi. One in the first, 6 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the fifth for Wisconsin Rapids. Back at second, Mabry, the 3-2 pitch. Fastball missing upstairs, a 6-pitch walk drawn by Johnson, just like he did back in the first inning. He's aboard for the second time in this one, first and second, for the 3-hole hitter, Parker Knoll. This game, Parker Knoll 0 for 2, a couple of flyouts to left field. Back in the first inning with Landon Gaz and to Aiden Teal, I should say to Walker Buchanan back in the third inning. Hit a 2-run homer in Wisconsin Rapids Thursday night in the first of 4 straight between the two teams. Mabry set, dealing with some traffic on the bases. The first pitch to Knoll, breaking ball missing low and outside. Nobody up in the Rafters bullpen. It was the right-hander making his Fond du Lac debut. Ryan Hussey working the top of the sixth, top five, I should say. Pardon me. 31 pitches thrown. He allowed two hits and two runs, that being a two-out, two-run double to left field off the bat of Max McGuire. Mabry's 1-0. This one, another off-speed, missing low and away. Two balls and no strikes here on the right-handed hitting Knoll. Adam Kutwe is on deck. Then it's Caden Shapiro. Have a quick mound meeting. Cashel Duggar, Mac Mabry before the 2-0 pitch. And as mentioned, Rafters return home tomorrow. It's the final game and home game of the second half or first half of the season. Rafters will be back home a lot for the second half of the season. And when they return home, there's no better place to stay in Wisconsin Rapids if you're coming to see the team from out of town than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer and all year round. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Out of the mound visit, Mabry peers into Duggar. The left-hander comes set a 2-0 pitch home to Parker Knoll. Fastball missing up top. Elevated heater that doesn't catch the zone for Mabry. Now three balls and no strikes. Mabry will have to climb back here in this battle. The 3-0 runners take off. Breaking ball misses outside for ball four. Knoll aboard for the first time in this game. It's a four-pitch walk. And Fondi's loaded the bases. Their first three hitters sent to the plate here in the fifth. A bunt single from Preston. Not a six-pitch walk drawn by Kelson Johnson. And now a four-pitch walk from Parker Knoll. Struggling to find the zone here is Mac Mabry. Another conference with Duggar and Mabry. Rafters lead it by seven, so a good cushion here for the bullpen. But you never want to get too complacent in this Northwoods League. Rafters trailed by six last week at home against Madison last Friday night. Entering the ninth inning, they put up a seven spot to win the ballgame. I should say trailed by five, put up a six spot to win the ballgame. But you get the point. Pretty lengthy lead late in the game, and anything can happen here in the Northwoods League. Adam Kutwe, the cleanup hitting third baseman, has reached in both of his plate appearances in this ballgame, still in search of his first at-bat. Five-pitch walk in the first, led off the previous inning, the fourth with a four-pitch walk against Mabry, and scored first pitch from Mack to the right-handed hitting Kutwe, misses outside. Trying to peer down, the Rafters bullpen down the right field line, slightly blocked from my view, but doesn't appear there's a whole lot of bodies moving around down there right now. This is Mabry's inning for the foreseeable future. Left-hander set the 1-0. Fastball hit on the ground, right side, that is just foul. Past Trent Lyolis, count evens at a ball and a strike. Kutwe from the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, the WIAC Conference in the Division III realm. Whitewater, the national runner-up this year. Miss Ricordia winning the Division III World Series and Championship. The 1-1 pitch here from the left-hander Mabry. This is upstairs for ball two. Now time called by first-year pitching coach Mike Spears, making his way out to the rubber. Ten runs, 12 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Three runs, five hits, no errors for Fond du Lac. And the same notion of finding a place to stay, the Rafters being away from home here these next couple of days, just not playing in general, and you're in the Rafters area, Rapids area, whether you're getting acclimated or if you're new to the area, there's no better place to go and check out all the great things there is to do in the Rapids area than the Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau, welcoming you and inviting you this summer to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. 2-1 pitch to Kutwe, misses low and away after the mound meeting, now three balls and a strike. Three-one pitch coming here from Mabry. Kutwe in the driver's seat looking for one pitch and one pitch only. This one cracked in the air, left center field. That is going to get down. The wind bringing that in front of Aiden Teal in center. One run to score. Another trotting home right behind. That's not in Johnson. A two-run single for Adam Kutwe makes it a 10-5 ball game. Parker Knoll goes to third on the base hit, which started in left center, but the wind howling, bringing that one back near Aiden Teal instead of getting into the alleyway. Caden Shapiro 0 for 2 in this ballgame. He went down looking in the first, swinging in the fourth. He's got them on the corners here with nobody away. It's now 10-5 here at Harebaker Field. Lefty on lefty battle, Mabry's first pitch to him. Fastball in there for a called strike. It's Tom Purchase, Juan Rodriguez, and Frankie Gonzalez, the new umpiring crew here. Crew that the Raptors and Doc Spiders had on opening day. 0-1, runner takes off for second. This one in for a called strike. Duggars throw down to the second base back. Cut off by Lopez coming home and sliding in safely as Parker Knoll on the throw down to second. Works to perfection on a couple of stolen bags for Fondi. They've put up three in the sixth inning. Runner on second being Kootway with one away and an 0-2 count on Shapiro. 10-6 our score. O2 coming here from Mabry. Well ahead in this battle. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air high into right field. Shallow, though. McElpatrick drawing out. Buchanan coming in on it, battling the sun to make the grab for the first out of this inning. Staying put on second is Kootway, and it'll bring up the right-handed hitting shortstop, Drew Berrigan. Drew Berrigan, extra base hit in this ballgame just an inning ago in the fourth, doubled and scored. Other than that, a pop out to first base in the second inning. Mike Spears making his way out to the mound, and that'll do it for Mac Mabry. He started and threw the fourth inning in last night's game, came out and was ready to throw the fifth, recording one out, facing five batters. He's responsible for the man on second base, that being Adam Kootway. Call to the pen for the Raptors. We'll be back in a couple minutes from Harebaker Field, 10-6. The score, bottom five with one out on your home for Raptor Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the right-hander from Monroe, Georgia, and the University of North Georgia, Matt Hurd, entering the ballgame in the spot of Mac Mabry on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you from Harebaker Field, picking up the suspended game from an evening ago. Bottom five, 10-6. The score out on second is Adam Kootway after a two-run single. Later stealing second base. Three runs so far put up in this inning. for the Dock Spiders. Drew Berrigan, the right-handed hitting shortstop, will step in against Matt Hurd. Hurd last worked in the 10-8 loss at Waterloo on the 23rd. Breaking ball from Hurd on the first pitch to Berrigan, misses low. That one, Hurd, 3 2/3 innings pitched, 8 hits, 4 runs allowed, 3 of them earned, did not walk, 8 balk hitter, and struck out 3 of the 20 he faced. That was the Sunday afternoon game, so 6 days ago, Hurd threw last. 1-0 pitch, a fastball on the outside corner is called a strike. 3.38 earned run average, this is Hurd's 7th outing of the season. A 1-1 record, 13 1/3 innings pitched, a 1.35 whip for the right-hander. In his first season with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. The 1-1 pitch to Berrigan. Fastball popped up in the air. That'll clear the press area here at Hare Baker Field and go foul right off the fan assistant booth down on the concourse to my right. It's now 1-2 on the Dock Spider shortstop. The 1-2 here from Hurd leading off second, Cootway. Big pitch coming here for the recently entered right-hander. Hurd goes breaking ball, tapped out on the ground. Catching between second and third is Cootway. Hurd fires to third, and they got him in a rundown. Onati to second, McElfatrick the tag, and it's in time. It is a 1-5-4 fielder's choice for the second out of the inning. Berrigan on first for Tyler Nisus. This is Nisus' first plate appearance in this ballgame. It was Quentin Pirelli getting the start at first base, and Pirelli was 1-for-2. He flew out to center in the second. Had a 2-run single in the fourth, but Nisus had to pinch run for Pirelli. Came up limping after hitting the bag. Left-handed hitting, Nisus steps in. First pitch from Hurd to him. This is away for ball one. Now 6 runs on 6 hits for Fondi. Wisconsin Rapids leading by 4. We're playing all 9 in this one, and then the second game starting in a little over an hour will be a 7-inning contest as the 1-0 pitch misses low and inside. Now 2 balls and no strikes. The count on Nisus. Nisus was the first baseman in game 1 of the series back at Witter Field on Thursday. Hit 5th and doubled in the first inning. Was 1-for-5. The 2-0 pitch home. This one is fouled away, clearing the third base seat stands. Is now 2-1. Hurd working first base side of the rubber. Comes set, leading off first, being held on by Lyolis' Berrigan. The 2-1. This one slapped in the air. That one, Leinard, is going to be well foul onto the left field concourse. Count evens at 2-2. Wisconsin Rapids sent 6 to the plate in the 5th. Scored twice on a 2-out, 2-run double to left field by Max McGuire. Have gone 1 inning without scoring today as the Rafters. That was back in the top of the 4th. The 2-2. Another one fouled away by the left-handed hitting Nisus down the left field line. On deck is Aiden Jolly. Then it's Donovan Canterbury. Bottom third of this Dock Spider order for the third time in this ballgame. Another 2-2 in this battle between Hurd and Nisus. Leading off second. First, I should say, is Berrigan. Long pause from Hurd, and with the 9 on the pitch clock, he's going to step off the back of the rubber. Another 2-2 from Hurd. Pickoff move to check in on Berrigan at first base. Eight total matchups between Wisconsin Rapids and Fond du Lac this season. Games 3 and 4 getting wrapped up here tonight. Game 5 tomorrow at Witter Field. And I should say that's game 6 tomorrow as the 2-2 pitch misses low and inside. Now 3-2. Games 7 and 8 will be in August. August 7th at Witter Field. August 8th here at Hare Baker Field. No meetings between the Dock Spiders and Rafters in July. 3-2, 2 outs, runner on first. Nisus awaits the full count delivery from Hurd. Runner takes off for second. This one shot back on the ground up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Not stopping around second is Berrigan. He's going to go first to third on this single for Tyler Nisus. They're on the corners with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 5th for the Spiders. Aiden Jolly 1-for-2 in this ball game. He got the scoring started for Fondi in the second with a solo blast with 2 outs of Raptors starting pitcher Bryson Moore over the right center field wall. Last time up, he flew out to Walker Buchanan in right field back in the fourth inning. We'll see if Fondi tries to do the double steal action with runners on first and third like they did when Parker Knoll and Adam Kutway were out on the bases. That brought in a run. Hurt set, hands held up near the Raptor lettering on the front of his jersey. First pitch fastball in the inside corner to the right-handed hitting Jolly is called a strike. After Canterbury in the on-deck circle, it's back to the top of the order with the man who began the inning at the dish, Preston Knott. The 0-1. This one, two-tapper on the ground over to third. Onati gloves, takes his time, gathers and throws to first in time to retire the side. Bondelak scores three times, sending eight hitters to the plate. 9-1-2 will be dope for them when we get to the home half of the sixth. But first, the Raptors have to hit in the top of the sixth inning. Dope for Wisconsin Rapids, 5-6-7, Aiden Teal, Cashel Duggar, and Landon Gaz on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher into the ballgame for Fond du Lac. That's the right-hander, number 32, Noah Weck. Andy Ockham, your voice of Raptor baseball, returning to you on WFHR. Top of the sixth, 10-6 the score, 5-6-7. Do it for the Raptors from Harebaker Field. There's no action for Weck here on the Fond du Lac roster or website. This is his first outing with the team, just like we saw an inning ago from the right-hander who began the resume part of this ball game, Ryan Hussey for the Dock Spiders. Hussey, a native of the Chicagoland area, finished throwing one inning, tossing 31 pitches. Two hits, two runs, both were earned, and both came off the bat of Max McGuire. A two-out double for Max down the left field line. Two punch-outs for Hussey. This will be the fifth different pitcher used by Douglas Coe in this game. Just here in the top of the sixth inning. We're going to play through the ninth here, take a quick 25-30-minute intermission, and then we'll get the originally scheduled game underway tonight, but it will be just seven innings from Harebaker Field. The Aiden Teal. 2-for-3 in this game is Teal. First pitch from the right-hander Weck to Teal, misses low for ball one. We see the 1-0. Fouled away, it's now 1-1. Cashel Duggar is on deck, then it's Landon Gaz. Teal, RBI single back in the second inning. First run driven in as a Raptor. Also singled back in the fourth. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball missing inside for ball two on the Virginia Cavalier. Teal joining the team in Green Bay on Tuesday. Played in both of those games and has played in both games so far against Fond du Lac in the four consecutive. 2-1. This one skied in the air. That'll clear the third base seats and head out of the ballpark. It's now 2-2 on the Raptor center fielder. We get to the home half of the sixth. 9-1-2, Canterbury, Knott, and Johnson do up for Fond du Lac. Canterbury, the nine-hole hitter, the only hitter to not get into the box for Fondy in the three-run fifth inning. 2-2, another fouled away by Teal down the third base side. So look across the Northwoods League on this Saturday. Currently bottom one at Port Arthur Stadium, 0-0. The 11-21 Rochester Honkers taking on the 15-15 Thunder Bay Border Cats. It's another one fouled away back to the netting from the 2-2 to Teal. Good fight here from Aiden in his third trip to the plate tonight. Top one just getting underway at Memorial Park, home of the Royal Oak Leprechauns. Royal Oak entering tonight 16-15, taking on the 13-19 Great Lakes West Division. Oh, the Green Bay Rockers. The 2-2 pitch. This is downstairs. Teal's worked a full count. This will be pitch number 8 of the plate appearance here for Teal against the right-hander Weck. The 3-2 pitch on the inside corner got him looking. Teal down on strikes. It'll bring up Cashel Duggar. Duggar in this ballgame is 2-for-3. In that 6-run second inning where 10 hitters were sent to the plate, Duggar was the leadoff hitter in that inning. Singled and scored in his first plate appearance. He struck out swinging in his final of that frame. Also singled back in the fourth. Righty on lefty battle, Weck's first pitch to Duggar. This one popped in the air down the third baseline in foul territory, giving chase out in front of the Fond du Lac dugout is Cootway, and he makes the grab. Two up, two down for Weck here in the top of the sixth inning. Landon Gaz has reached twice today. Drew an 8-pitch walk and scored in the second, his first plate appearance of the ballgame. Singled and scored in the third. Into an inning-ending 6-4 fielder's choice in the top of the fourth, right before the game went into a weather delay last night. Play stopped at 8:06, and at 9:40 the game was called. Or at least moved to today. First pitch to Gaz from the right-handed throwing Weck misses up and away. 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Fond du Lac. The 1-0 pitch, fastball right down the heart of the plate is called a strike. Trent Lyolis is on deck, then it's Tracer Lopez. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses down to the dirt, now 2 balls and a strike on Gaz. Gaz, the left fielder from UC Irvine, playing in his 5th game with Wisconsin Rapids, joining the team just a couple of weeks ago. Getting his feet wet here in the Northwoods League this summer. 2-1. Fastball missing low and inside. Perfect hitter's count here for Landon at 3-1. One in the first. 6 in the second. 1 in the third. 2 in the fifth for Wisconsin Rapids. 1 in the second. 2 in the fourth. 3 in the fifth for Fond du Lac. 3-1 pitch. Hit high in the air. Deep right center field. Tracking back out in front of the warning track at the wall. This one's going to... Did it hit the fence or did it get out of here? That one is gone. Landon Gaz got lost at that Timber Rattler sign in right center field, giving good chase near the fence was Parker Knoll, and this one gets out of here. It's a solo home run for Gaz, his first as a Raptor, and it's 11-6 Wisconsin Rapids. A 2-out solo blast, just like what Fondy did in the bottom of the second of this game off the bat of Aiden Jolly. To bring up Trent Lyolis. Lyolis 0 for 2 and 3 plate appearances in this game. Struck out swinging in the second. Drew a 6-pitch walk in the third and started this ballgame back up as the leadoff hitter in the top of the fifth inning where he flew out to the left fielder, Kelson Johnson. Righty on lefty battle. First pitch to Lyolis misses upstairs. Lopez on deck. Then it's back to the top of the order with McElfatrick. 1-0. Fastball catching the top of the zone and away. It's now a ball and a strike on that call to Lyolis. More matchups tonight. Minnesota back in action. They're over a third of the way into their 36-game traveling season. The 1-1. This is low and in for ball two. The 1-12 Mud Puppies at 6:05 taking on the 15-14 St. Cloud Rocks. Wausau returning home to Athletic Park at 24-7, hosting the 15-15 Duluth Huskies, also at 6:05. 2-1 to Loyola's hits this one high in the air and deep into right field. Back out in front of the warning track, though, is Shapiro. Park holds this one in. He's there to make the grab and retire the side. 4 cents to the plate for the Raptors in the sixth inning. A run on a hit, that being a big knock, a solo blast to right center field from Landon Gaz with two outs. His first homer as a Raptor. We head to the bottom of the sixth here at Hare-Baker Field. 9-1-2, due up for Fond du Lac Canterbury. Knott and Johnson against Matt Hurd when we return on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom six here at Hare-Baker Field, 11-6 the score. Raptors baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM on your Civic Media apps. It's WFHR and it's locally grown radio. Andy Yochum, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you here in Fond du Lac. A solo home run from Landon Gaz with two outs in the top of this frame. His first home run as a Raptor put it back to a five-run Wisconsin Rapids lead. 9-1-2 due up against Matt Hurd, who finally threw the final two-thirds of the fifth inning through 13 pitches to get out of the side. First pitch to the right-handed hitting second baseman Donovan Canterbury misses high for ball one. Canterbury 0-for-2, a ground out to first base in the second. Inning-ending fielder's choice that he hit into before the monsoon came last night in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 pitch, misses high, two balls and no strikes now on Canterbury. Was the shortstop of the first game between these two teams back on Thursday at Witter Field. 13th game of the season. The Xavier University freshman as the 2-0 misses inside for Hurd. Now three balls and no strikes on Canterbury. Looking to flip the card back to the top of the order, waiting in the on-deck circle. That being Preston Knott and then Kelson Johnson. 3-0. Right down the chute from Hurd on that fastball. It's called a strike. Now 3-1. The windup Hurd, 15 on the pitch clock, right back to work quickly. 3-1, fastball in the inside corner is called a strike. Tossing his bat over to the third base dugout is Canterbury. He'll have to go back and retrieve his lumber. Hurd's worked back into it to make it a full count. 3-2, leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Payoff pitch from Matthew Hurd. Fastball shot on the ground over to short. Lopez charging out on it. Gloves, gathers, throws the first all-in-one motion in time. It's a 6-3 put out of Canterbury. One up, one down for Matt Hurd here in the sixth. Preston Knott began offensively post the rain delay in the bottom of the fifth here today. Bunted his way on and scored in the fifth. Prior to that, 0-for-2 in the ballgame was the Northwestern Wildcat. Playing against his collegiate teammates on the right side of the infield, Trent Lyleson and McElfatrick. Knott swinging away at the first pitch into shallow right field. McElfatrick back It appears it will be Owen to make the grab on his collegiate teammate. Two up, two down here in the sixth. Seven pitches for Hurd in this inning, and Kelson Johnson will step in. Johnson drew a six-pitch walk against Mac Mabry an inning ago and scored. Also drew a six-pitch walk in the first inning of this ballgame prior to the rain last night and struck out swinging in the third. Righty on righty battle. Hurd starts him off with a breaking ball and a beauty that's in the inside corner for a called strike. The 0-1. Fastball swung on and missed late on that one. Was Johnson quickly nothing and two on the Dock Spider left fielder. We get to the top of the seventh. 9-1-2. Lopez, Mackle, Patrick, and Onati to up for the Raptors. 0-2, breaking ball. This one fouled away beyond the first base seats here at Hare Baker Field. We'll do the 0-2 again. Johnson, part of the opening day series between these two teams. Back at it with the 0-2. This one, a fastball missing up and in from Hurd for ball one. Raptors get 16 home games in the first half, 20 in the second half of the season. So by the math, travel is not as much. I think there might be more miles to come, though. 1-2 pitch hit high in the air. Deep left center field, back at the track. At the wall is Aiden Teal up against the fence, and he makes the grab. Aiden Teal been flying down and tracking down fly balls left and right since joining Wisconsin Rapids earlier this week. 1-2-3 here in the sixth. We head to the seventh. At Hare Baker Field, 11-6, the score. Raptors ahead, 9-1-2. Due up when we return on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Another inning from Noah Weck here. It's the top of the seventh from Hare Baker Field. 11-6 the score. The Raptors leading the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Andy Ockermere, voice of Raptor Baseball, back on WFHR. Thanks so much for spending your Saturday afternoon and into the evening here with us. Just about 6 o'clock local time, so 6:35 first pitch for the originally scheduled game tonight will not be happening. Probably about 25, 30 minutes in between the conclusion of this one and the beginning of the 7-inning game to follow between the Spiders and the Rats. First pitch to the left-handed hitting shortstop, Tracer Lopez, is tapped foul. Lopez 1-for-3 in this ballgame, a two-run double to left field in the second and later scored, popped out to second in the third, struck out swinging here today in the fifth inning. The windup, Weck, his 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss from Lopez, it's nothing and two. 3-4-5, do it for Fondi post-stretch in the seventh. Parker Knoll, Adam Kootway, and Caden Shapiro. The 0-2 pitch, fouled back. No balls and two strikes on Lopez. Beck looks in. Goes breaking ball and it misses low. 11 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Fond du Lac. Beck, the fifth pitcher to be used in this game for Douglas Coe. The 1-2. Tapped foul again by Lopez. The Raptors, they've gone with three different arms in this one. Bryson Moore, Mac Mabry throwing both last night and today. And then Matt